to 19 the Talk.
Freedom.
Let freedom swallow you whole.
Let's talk about real issues. Freedom.
Free your mind, body, and soul.
Life. Love. Relationships. Freedom.
Let freedom become your home.
The real deal. You know what? Let's just get into it.
219 the Talk.
219 the Talk. 219 the Talk. 219 the Talk. 219 the Talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 the Talk. 219. 219 the Talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 the Talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? This is JD of 219 to Talk. And that was a 219 to Talk 10-year challenge. Like everybody's been doing on Facebook. That first one was 10 years ago. And then the new one, that's now, 2022. Yeah, that was that other one from 2012. So there it is. We just paying homage to the 10-year challenge that everybody going through. So that's what that was. Just in case we didn't want y'all to be too confused about what was going down. But hey, here we are again on a big old Monday night in Houston, Texas. With me, JD the Barber, and we got the beautiful Miss Queenie.
Queenie, I'm in the building.
And we have On It Owners.
Coming on in a few.
In just a second. She'll be with us shortly. So in the meantime and in between time, we're going to go ahead and try to solve some of the world's problems tonight on a big old Monday from right here in the heart of Houston, Texas. South Park, Texas is where we are right now.
Well, why don't we start off with COVID and Omicron? And what's the last one name?
Delta and Omicron. Them
Delta
two variants,
Omicron,
right?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
Hunter brother.
Right. Yeah. But let me tell you one thing that I know for sure. These white folks have no idea how you in the world you catch COVID.
Oh, they don't know.
They sitting around guessing.
Oh, they guessing.
Playing with millions of dollars. Playing with people's lives and got us wearing masks and saran wrap all around our head and every damn thing else.
Mm-hmm.
And people still catching COVID and dying. So let me tell you something. I don't know what to tell you but to pray.
Come on.
And stay covered by the blood of Jesus.
But
let me tell you something. This COVID situation, I'm going to be honest with you. I really and truly don't think it's ever going away.
Mm.
I think COVID is part of the new normal. Period.
Well,
and we're going to be stuck with it, and it's going to be like, it's going to have to die like polio did, I guess, you know, over the decades. It's just, boy, you don't hear about nobody catching polio no more. But that's because everybody gets the vaccination from as a child. But see, we want to run around and talk about it. It's the mark of the beast, and you know what's the mark of the beast? Stupidity. That's the mark of the beast. You is a dummy. If you ain't getting the vaccination, that's all I got to say. That's my opinion. It ain't gospel, but it's my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that...
If you sit around smoking them $5 sweets you buy, you don't know what's in them. But you find them up like they going out of style. So why you can't go get a FDA-approved government vaccination? I mean, even though I don't believe in the government myself so much, but I definitely believe in all these deaths I see on TV from COVID. So I'm you know, it's a 50-50 shot. So I'm taking my 50 with the vaccination.
Well, I would like to say something on that end of the challenge, okay? Because some of y'all have failed this challenge, okay? Now, if somebody tell you to put you a 10-year picture on that, show us what you look like, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, people tell you to do a dance or a stunt, you know, on Facebook, climb crates, kill yourself on a video.
Right.
You climb the crate. We say, look, somebody tell you to go get back. Wait. Go get vaccinated. What you've been doing your whole life.
Right.
And all of a sudden.
It's the mark of the beast.
It's the mark of the beast.
And some of y'all are doing this crazy challenge and can't even walk on flat ground. And what I'm saying is, you're a slow little dude.
You can't climb real steps.
Exactly. I don't understand you. But like I said, hey, man, look at it. Each his own and my own. We going to get vaccinated. That's just all there, too.
Well, the thing is, listen.
And another thing, on the 10-year challenge, I'm sick and tired of it. Because some of these women and men, they aging like fine wine. But some of them aging like Thunderbird. The Chief MD 2020. You don't, man, look at that. You need to keep them pictures to yourself. Some of them, I'm not calling nobody ugly, but, hey, you know who you are. You seen the pictures in your house of you. Don't be putting them on Facebook.
Baby, everybody have a right to feel beautiful. Don't even do that. Don't do that. Hey, honest.
Well, you might have a right to, but you ain't. That ain't gospel.
No.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
What's happening, honest? What's going down?
Another beautiful day. Glad to be up amongst the living.
We sitting here talking about these deltas and omicrons or omarions or whoever these different variants that's showing up for everybody that people still refusing to get vaccinated for and wondering why they run around here sick as a research monkey. Can't hardly breathe and respirators. You know, the hospital ran out of respirators messing with these folks, but they still don't want to get no vaccination.
All I can tell you is I was vaccinated, and it's real, and it's aggressive. It's aggressive. It's contagious, and it doesn't care who you are.
Right.
And once you get it, You value every breath you take. If you ever get it, you will. Right now, I sit here and I value every breath I'm able to take.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, a lot of people not understanding. They saying, "Well, you can get the vaccination, and you can still catch it." Yeah, you can. You get the flu vaccine, and you still catch the flu sometimes. But the thing is, it's not as severe. You know, people are catching this COVID, and here you are, you had COVID, and here you are this Monday, you on this radio show talking to us about it, and you got other people who caught COVID who didn't get vaccinated, and they ain't talking about nothing because they ain't here no more.
Mm.
So the severity,
is
what we want to fight against.
If I had not been vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
Hear me now, had not been vaccinated. They
right.
told me that they couldn't have seen me, that they would have had to call EMS to take me directly to the hospital. I was on the floor just trying to cough. That's how sick I was. Because it felt like a brick wall had encased my chest, and you couldn't breathe. So they put me on oxygen and gave me breathing treatments and stuff. And I was like, Lord, have mercy. Just think of the people who had a bad case of it. Why would you not get vaccinated? Why would you not?
Exactly.
And they wouldn't give me a booster shot. I don't know, but you know what? This is what I found out. And I take everything to the word because the word speaks to me on everything. He said, I stand at the door and knock. It's your choice if you answer.
Right.
He don't force you to do anything. But it's there if you want it and you need it. So the thing is, when people start talking about, oh, I'm not getting vaccinated, I'm not this, I'm not that, it is your choice. It is
exactly.
your choice. And the
right.
doctors and the nurses still have to have grace for those who are not vaccinated and roll up in the hospital needing treatment. But some people, they lean so to their own understanding. Because you have a choice doesn't mean that your choice is always right.
Right. Well,
but it
is
your choice.
I just lean on what my dad used to tell me, Ona. Common sense ain't that common.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? Common sense is not that common. And I have come to realize that just through this, you know, these last couple of years with the take that I hear some people having on vaccination against non-vaccination. You know, it's the same thing with these kids, these parents who send their children to these elementary schools and don't want to get their kids vaccinated and get them the school, you know, the regular school shots, and send your child up in there with all this these foolish diseases and stuff, because you feel like it's your right to get them vaccinated or not to get them vaccinated. That's crazy.
It is.
Mother's been doing that.
Yeah, I know. I said it reminds me of the same thing.
Yeah, but. It's sad to watch. It's like it's so selfish. And then you project your fear onto their child. You know, that paranoia to the child. You know, the Bible says obey the law of the land. You know, but we are, if you always have a group of rebellious folks. That's why COVID has not stopped yet. If we just, like you say, common sense. It has not stopped yet. Because nobody
want to
do what they supposed to do.
Well, that's why I said I don't think COVID will ever leave us. We're going to have this round for the longest. It'll be a couple of decades before it dies.
That million mark of people here real quick. That million mark is fast coming up on us, you know. Here in America. We talking about just here in America. It is fast coming upon us because everybody wants to prove a point. I got to prove a point. They trying to kill us. They trying to put chips in us. They trying to do this. They trying to do that. But you know what? Look for the other stuff that we just volunteer and sign up for. And it doesn't have anything to do with our health, but yet and still we volunteer for it every day on a regular basis. We kick so hard against the prick. We don't want to wear masks. Oh, my God. What is it going to kill you to wear a mask?
Exactly.
What is it going to kill you to wear a mask? Is it uncomfortable? Yes. But I tell you what, laying up in that hospital bed was uncomfortable to me too.
Some people don't wear that mask because that breath be making them dizzy.
Maybe they need to go get their breath.
They be lightheaded.
Well, maybe they can kill two or three birds with one stone, brush the teeth, you know.
Now hit them in the mouth with a stone. That was me to do. Hit him in the mouth with a stone. That breath be kicking like kung fu.
As a
songwriter said, millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. And thank you, Lord. I made it over. I won't lie to you. I thank God for it. So, hey, you're right. It's about to be a million. We about to hit the million mark. And they still talking about I ain't taking no vaccine, boyhood. I jumped in every line I could. You hear what I say? Well, I jumped in every vaccination line I could. So I made sure I was covered.
I want to
make
sure that
most they could cover me.
I got another topic.
Check this out. You remember when they used to line us up in school with them big booster guns and big vaccination guns? A lot of people still had them little marks on their arm.
Yeah, you got to be of a certain age for that, Ona. I missed that one by 1 year.
How you miss it?
Yeah, because the last year they were doing it was like 6 to 8.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 to 8 was the last year. If you were born in 6 to 8,
Yeah,
you know, I hear it.
The country, they still doing
boot shots. Yeah, I mean, they still doing them, but they wouldn't put that little circle thing on your arm.
Oh, yeah.
They were still, hey, believe me, you're still getting a booster shot, but they were hitting you in your hip. They weren't hitting you, you know, back in the day, if you were born in 6 to 8 or earlier, they would hit you right there on that arm with that and need that little star-looking mark on your arm.
Sure. That's
yeah,
what I'm
them.
Saying. I got it. It didn't leave my scar. I don't know why it didn't leave one on my arm, but I was in that number, but it didn't leave, you know, a scar on my arm.
Yeah, but I know exactly what you're talking about. What you say, baby?
Yeah.
What you say,
Ona? I said, yeah, you know, I was in that number. I sure was, you know.
Yeah.
But we was faced with some booger bears. That was what, polio, diphtheria, smallpox. That
yeah,
stuff,
I was say smallpox
know, yeah.
and everything. It was all kind of
yeah.
stuff that booster cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that now we got more enough to not want to vaccinate our children or ourselves. We got to be crazy.
Well, everybody wants to prove a point. They have a revelation, you know. They have an epiphany about things. You
well,
know,
like I said, it's kind of hard to prove a point from the grave.
Well.
Yeah. What point did you prove that you made your decision and that COVID killed? Them people said that on the news. I knew that already. I didn't need you to prove that point. We know COVID killed. Yeah, that's the only thing you're proving.
You
that was already on TV.
You added a witness.
Exactly.
That's
all you did.
All right. So let's get into Trump running again.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Trump getting ready to run again.
Only running Trump.
And they interviewed Trump, and Trump still talking about Obama.
Only running Trump
you know,
here doing Robin Kraft. The only running Trump need to do is around the track, on the treadmill, one or two.
You know,
he ain't got nobody
to
involve with no more.
His party has to nominate him.
Right, and I don't think they're going to do that.
And I heard one of the top GOP leaders say, right now, he said, I see nobody that is a front runner right now. So that means not even Trump. But if they nominate him, then that just proves to me that the Republican Party, they crazier than the Democrats. The Democrats can't
yeah,
keep fighting
crazy.
Long enough to take advantage of anything. You know, but
right.
yeah, Trump thinks that he is above the law. He actually thinks he is above the law, but they keep throwing this insurrection on him, and they're going to pin it on him one way because he did it. He did that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
did that, and then you think that it's enough people in America that's going to put you back out there to be a president to cause some more of this? Is you crazy?
Well, let me tell you something, Ona, that I realized. Donald Trump did exactly what they thought the first black president would do.
Okay.
You know, everything that they thought Obama would be doing,
Trump.
Messing up the country, Trump did it. Trump was the first, well, I ain't going to say the word, but you know what I'm saying. He was the first one in office. Yeah. Trump is just, he just, but the thing about it is Trump was necessary for some of these uppity black folks who done got $1.50 over bus fare and thought we had all made it. Trump being in office brought all them racist white folks that had been sitting back waiting to come to the surface. Soon as they heard Trump was in there and heard his rhetoric and his foolishness, they started getting beat up and lashing out, and people were knocking them out in the streets. And they were all these, that's how you didn't hear nothing about no Karens until Trump got in office. You know, them Karens was out everywhere.
You know what? You also, and we can say that our racism came to the surface, but inner racism came to the surface. Folks that black folks that don't like their own people.
Oh, yeah.
Came to the surface. Hispanic people that don't like their own people came to the surface. It was
so
much that man's term.
The thing was, Trump whole campaign and party and all that was built on divisiveness.
Yep.
He was trying to divide everybody up, and he did that.
Did he?
And the thing is, it let people know who was who. You know, because like they say, if you're a fool with money, I mean, if you're a fool and you get money, you're just a fool with money. That's it. You it just show your real colors. And that's what happened. When Trump got in there, them people felt the freedom to show their real colors. And that's what we ended up finding out who everybody really was. Like I say, people that you didn't think was, you know, we thought stuff was over with, here they come marching out.
No.
Ku Klux Klan everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, places you thought that the Klan wasn't, they still there.
Mm.
You know, I know they're going well is down here in the South. In Texas, you got to know that NRA and Klan rallies and all that's still going on. That stuff ain't going to never die in the South. Look, they got to burn this whole state down before they get rid of Klan down here.
The whole South.
Yeah, that's why I say the whole, you're absolutely right, the whole South. Because the Klan is strong. They just don't always walk around in white hoods no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they out here. It's plenty of them. Don't ever think it ain't.
And they wouldn't be so strong if people didn't operate in fear.
Right.
Out of fear, you know.
Well,
it wouldn't be so strong if people like Trump didn't use their hatred to build a platform.
I was just going to say, the thing is, whenever you have hate groups like that, they whole campaign and the way that they keep their strength is by instilling fear. They want the people who they don't like to fear them, and the people that they want to instill the fact that there's fear. They want to make them scared that something gonna happen to them. You know what I'm saying? Like they telling white folks, black people are the enemy.
Yeah.
So they use that fear that the white folks have of blacks to fuel their campaign and strengthen their numbers, and then they want black folks to be scared because here we come.
Yeah, and then they want black folks. And it's crazy because we don't understand insecurity like we really should. You know, insecurity wasn't just birth because a teenager got out there and didn't like themselves. That stuff started with slavery and all of that stuff. They trained you to not like your skin, your hair, your this, your that. And like I said, Trump used all of that. We hated our skin. Looking at somebody lighter skin. Look, if you wanna win, you gotta do it like Trump do it. You gotta pick something and build a platform, especially if you ain't got no personality yourself. Because we didn't have nothing else to stand on.
Well,
but hate.
Anytime you can divide, you can conquer. Period. Because let me tell you something. If you just think about it. I went to a middle school, right, where it was mixed race. It had blacks, whites, everybody else. If they saw two or three black dudes standing around, they came and broke us up.
Because
they said we finna get together and figure something out. It's the same way in society. Two or three of us together, that's a gang. Two or three white boys together, that's a meeting. You see what I'm saying? That's a game when it's us, but it's a meeting of the minds when it's them. Why it ain't a meeting of the minds when it's us?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Why we can't be coming up with good ideas to make, you know, make economic moves and stuff like that? When they see us getting together, they think we plotting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they always say that white folks better be scared that we only want equality and we don't want revenge.
Because
believe me, it's enough of us right now. and enough crazy ones of us to get revenge if we want it. They better not start no race war.
But
I
even,
promise
but
you,
even,
they start a race war
but,
they
but
want
even,
to.
It, okay.
We
same,
got guns. Just like
that. But that same energy used toward us working our intelligence, our creativity. Come on. If we really stood together, because when you say some geniuses, black folks now, come on. If we were to really
baby.
Stand up.
Let me tell you something.
You can crush everything I
said. No, I'm just going to tell you. No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you this here. I will never crush what you said. But I'm going to tell you this here. I used to have a saying, and I still say this. You can't get you can get 20 Mexicans to live in a 9-bedroom house. You can't put 9 blacks in a 20-bedroom house. And they don't kill each other. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can put 20 Mexican people in a 9-bedroom house and they'll live just fine. You put 9 of us in a 20-bedroom house, we're going to start fighting. Because it's an uneven number of rooms. You see what I'm saying?
What's the root of that?
Huh?
What's the root of that?
We have been divided since we got off the ship.
Exactly.
You understand that? You would like to, look, after that first generation, and if some was lighter than the other ones,
yep.
And not as dark as other, and then they put some in the house and some in the field.
Yeah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. We ain't been right since then. Since they made a house Negro and a field Negro, we ain't been right since then. We can't come, look, you can't, let me tell you something. You can't get Negroes to come together on a 9-piece of chicken. Somebody going to be mad because it's one extra piece.
Oh,
yeah, it's all the money. You get four, boy, look here. And the person that's arguing ain't even hungry no more. They ate all they wanted to. They made it, so they paid the taxes, so they feel they need the extra piece. That's how we think. That's us. That's us in a nutshell. I don't understand it. Man, go somewhere and lay down and be quiet, man. Get out the way. You in the way, brother. You holding up progress. And so many of us will see it and hold up progress because we ain't included enough. We don't feel like we've been included enough. You didn't do it my way, the way I thought. Even though everybody's prospering and everybody is advancing from it, but you mad because they didn't do it your way.
Mm.
Your way probably wouldn't have worked, dummy. Because the way you think, your way probably wouldn't have worked. That's just all there to it.
Ooh, that was a lot.
Yeah, it's always a lot. I told you, we try to solve world problems on Monday.
So how do we solve it then, Brother Daniel? How do we solve it?
I'm all for the firing squad again.
What?
The ones that don't
He done became the master at the plantation.
Give him one last chance. Give him the first firing squad.
Oh, strip that.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I know you didn't. That came out of left field. That's why.
Yes, dude.
You even hit a back crack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll put him back in front of the fire squad. I ain't got no problem with it. I always say black folks going to be all right. It's them that ain't going to make it. Yeah, black folks going to be all right, honest. It's them that ain't going to make it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Them coons ain't gonna make it. Them coons. And I ain't talking about a canned coon. I'm talking about a coon. If you're a canned coon, it's in Mexico. Canned coon is in Mexico. I'm talking about these coons that running them down these streets.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you just set us back.
I do it every show. I do it every show.
Oh my!
That's why we need you and Onus on here for the intelligence side. I'm gonna say whatever.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say whatever. I'm gonna say what everybody else be thinking. Yeah, y'all gonna keep it respectable and honorable. I'm gonna say what people really, really think when they see them folks in Dillard's and in Walmart. I'm just what? Go ahead.
I can't.
You can. I'm telling you can.
I can't.
What your daddy told you about saying you can't?
Oh, my God.
Huh? What your daddy told you? Think about your mama. What did boy say? Think about your mama.
Oh my God, these coons. He said coons, Jesus.
Them coons ain't gonna make
girl, it. he went way back. He went way back.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. He went way back.
hey, Oni.
I cannot.
Do y'all remember that boy? Hey, you ever watched Mississippi Burning, Oni?
Do you remember what that
white dude said NAACP stand for?
Don't do it on this show. Are you gonna repeat that? And for y'all that's listening, this is a black man saying this.
Go watch the movie, that's all I can tell you. Go watch the movie. That was the funniest line I thought that was the fun. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't funny. But that's how them folks thought in the South back then. And we got nerve enough. And you know what? The thing that killed me is black folks act like that type of stuff happened 150 years ago. That stuff happened. Look, I was born in 1969. Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968. So that's basically within my lifetime that they were still killing us and turning hoses on us and sticks and stones and all that on bridges and all that. You see what I'm saying? But we think because we got $1.50 of a bus fare, we done overcame. No, we haven't. These white folks still don't like us.
And we got to get
they don't want the next door.
But this is the thing. People need to get delivered from trying to even make them like
us.
Let me tell you, we were talking about Trump, but I guess all this got to do with him, too. He brought out the people that wanted to please white people.
Right.
What was that girl name? I can't even remember that girl name. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know you're talking about
I want to say Armageddon, but that wasn't her name.
No, Candace something.
Hold on.
Her too. Yeah. Candace and this other girl, Amorosa.
Amorosa, yeah. Yeah, that's what you're talking about, Amorosa. What are you saying, Owen is Armageddon?
Yeah,
Owen. That's funny, Armageddon. That's exactly what she was in that White House, Armageddon.
Yeah, she was. But you know what? It's those type of people, you know, and then they try to justify their views.
Right.
They try to justify their views, you know, what he's done, what he's for, what he's done for our people. No, he's not about... Trump is not even for his whoever his people may be. He is a classic narcissist.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't care about anything except for his own selfish plans and agenda.
Right. And he is all about financial gain.
Whatever he could do, you know, if I had to free, you know, a black person, you know, from jail with the help of Kim Kardashian, okay, I can do that because that's going to put the limelight on me, you know, and make it seem like, you know, I'm for the people or, you know, I'm about the American people. But it's all about who he was and what he represents. And, you know, to me, a narcissist is always going to do whatever he has to do to keep the limelight on him, you know.
Right. Well, you got to understand something. Donald Trump was the epitome of white privilege in America. He has always had money. And every problem he's ever had in life, he could just throw money at it and fix it. By our standards, he's still rich. Now, by his standards, he broke. But I mean, don't. That's like people talking about Michael Jackson didn't have no money before he died. That's a lie. Michael Jackson's estate was still worth a bunch of millions. He just was broke compared to the billion he had before he died. But Donald Trump would never, ever. Hey, look, let me tell you something. White America ain't going to let Donald Trump be broke. You got to understand, Donald Trump is backed by so many billionaires that if he does go broke, they'll bring him $1 million by the house. Just like you can call up one of your homeboys and get, like you can call up one of your partners and get $20, Donald Trump can call up one of his partners and get $1 million. So how is
well,
he broke? He ain't going to never be broke.
Well, either that or he'll steal it on his way out of office like he
exactly.
did.
Exactly. He's just swindling it some kind of way. Yeah, he knows
$213 million he walked out of office with. But it's see, the thing was, it wasn't that he didn't care that he didn't win because until he didn't concede because if he conceded, then the money that he was illegally or basically
would have stopped coming in
or whatever, and they let him get away with it, collected on that campaign fund.
Exactly.
Then he would have had have access to that money.
Right. Now you understand what, like I said, Donald Trump is by a long shot. He is the epitome of white privilege. He know how to get over, and he know how to use the economic system in the United States. This is a white boy who's been making millions all his life. And look, you done paid more taxes than Donald Trump done paid in his life. You see what I'm saying? And you ain't made nowhere near the kind of money that white boy done seen in his life. This man got billions of dollars he done made. And he ain't paid 2 cents on the dollar, probably. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, man, look here. That's why I say they got a system that we have no idea about, that we will never be privy to. That is the epitome of white privilege.
Well,
so,
he's working
on it. Huh?
He's working on improving it. It's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Or better.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, so we have to just, like I said, we as black folks have to become financially literate. We have to become more business oriented, more entrepreneurial in our endeavors, rather than, you know, the old antic was go to school, get you a good job, work all your life, and retire. That's what we were taught as kids. You're supposed to go to school, get straight A's, then get out of school and get your job and work for somebody until you die. No, that is not it. Then we in our household, let's talk about it now. We weren't never taught about credit. We weren't never talked about interest rates. We weren't taught about how to invest money. You know, we weren't taught about none of that in our household. Most of us in black households anyway. I'm not going to say all, because some black people actually do that with their kids. But I know my parents, first of all, they couldn't teach me because they didn't know nothing about it. So, you know, we have to understand that we get so mad at our parents and stuff for things that they didn't do for us, but not understand that they couldn't give it to you if they didn't have it, if they didn't know
it.
If they didn't know it or they didn't get it when they was growing up, how they gonna give it to you?
And that's why they send you to school so you can.
Right, so you can be exposed to it, and we sit around school and be there for lunch. All we want is that square pizza, and do that. Or they have hamburgers today.
Lunch and at lunch.
Yeah, lunch, and we gonna shoot some basketball at sixth period. Boy, hush. And then you wonder why you out here. Out here with your back crooked over at 45 and 50 years old because you had to work hard all your life. When if you stayed your behind there and got your education to learn the things that your parents sent you to school to learn and to achieve a different level of life and taking advantage of it when you had the opportunity, then you wouldn't be struggling so bad. But we want to be mad at our parents. But you need to be mad at yourself. Kick your own. Look, turn your boot around backwards on your foot and kick your own self in the behind. That's what you do.
I've enjoyed that topic, but it's leading me into what I was going to throw out there next, which is, do you think this generation of men
Come on,
women, this upcoming generation is prepared to take over the world.
No, Lord, we in trouble. I'm hoping I hit the lottery so I don't have to depend on none of these clowns. I want to be filthy rich when I'm old so I don't have to depend. I can pay somebody to take care of me because these fools ain't going to make it. Baby, these kids is retarded. Let's just be honest with you. They really retarded.
I want to hear on this side.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Then I'll come back. You go ahead, on this.
No, they're not prepared because men my age are not even prepared to even take over a household.
Shundo.
So if you can't take over a household, if you can't rule over small things, how you going to rule over some substantial things? You know,
Amen.
They don't pay bills. They're looking to ask you, what are you bringing to the table? I ain't bringing nothing
to the table
but 32 teeth and an appetite. Because guess what? if you waiting on me to bring what to the table, how about I got my own table?
Huh.
I can bring a table. I ain't got to bring nothing to the table because my table is already set.
Can we put our tables together and eat good? Can we do that? Because you're right.
But no, they want you.
It's a lot of people. Honestly, in my kids' generation, my young people, the women, the girls are bringing the table, the apartment. I'm like, what happened?
Well, you know why that is? Let me explain something to you, why that is. First of all, black people is the only, well, I'm going to just say it like this. Black women are the only women you ever hear holler about they don't need a man.
That's not true.
White women don't never tell their daughters, you don't need a man for nothing.
Yes, they do.
White women send their girls to college. Hey, look, go out there and go to every football game. You can go to these business classes.
White women are the leaders in this feminist movement. No.
But most of them feminists are married.
If anything, we got it from them. When they started slinging their bras off, white women were the first ones to let their boobies fly because they slung their bras off. You know, we masculinating everything. You know, I can bring home the bacon fried up in the pan. We didn't sing that. The white women sung that. That was not us. We were still teaching our daughters. Hey, you know, you learn how to cook, sew, clean, take care of your man, get you a husband, let him beat you.
They're not geared toward that now, baby. I promise you, they're not.
Well, I'm gonna say this.
You got some young black women right now can't fix a bowl of noodles in the microwave. They ain't cooking nothing. They want you to take them out to eat. I make my own money. I go out to eat every night. Go ahead.
What's wrong with a woman making her own money, though?
But she still, if you want a husband, ain't nothing wrong with her making her own money. That's cool. But if you want a husband don't want to eat out every night. I don't want to eat out every night.
That ain't.
I want a woman who can cook and who can take care of a house, who can run a house.
Wait a minute. Hold on. No, what I'm saying is, just because a woman decides she makes enough money to be able to eat out, she makes enough money, she geared her lifestyle that way. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not every woman has to know how to cook. Not every woman has to know how to do these things. But if they do, that's a good thing. But this is the thing. It's a man for every woman.
Right. Because that woman you're talking about
every woman.
Ain't for me.
Exactly.
That woman you talking about ain't for me.
Exactly.
Ain't for me.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, I understand.
But
nine times out of ten, she ain't going to be for nobody.
No, that's not true.
I'm telling you the truth.
That's not true.
Okay, whatever.
So you saying that a woman is independent that has made her way
through life. Got nothing to do with independent.
Ain't no man for her.
You as a grown woman, you supposed to know how to cook. As a grown man, you supposed to know how to cook. Yeah, you supposed to know how to cook and take care of yourself. What if you as a man don't ever get married and you don't know how to cook?
And
you ain't you tripped that.
Baby, you know that everybody don't know how to cook. And some women don't need to be trying to cook nothing. And it's some men that don't need to be.
Well, yeah, I know they starved to death.
Why?
Because the nigga ain't got no. Get him off the planet. All the YouTube videos and stuff.
So women shouldn't be pursuing their own goal. They should just be sitting around waiting on learning how to cook.
I never said that.
I'm just trying to get a clear understanding.
Wait, you learn how to cook. Let me tell you something. I've been making gravy since I was 12.
I didn't
have to worry about living.
Baby,
I learned how to cook when I was a kid.
Listen to what I'm saying.
What?
So if a woman gets a career.
Right.
She got a career.
Right.
Because this is 2022.
Okay.
So women get careers, work businesses,
right,
moguls, and all of that.
I understand.
So you saying that she can't have a man because she can't cook?
I did not say that. I said she should know how to cook.
But you did say she should have a man.
Why? Because it's a necessity in a household. Everybody in that damn house eat.
Baby.
What? What?
I'm listening to you and I'm like, this is amazing.
How is it amazing? Baby, don't tell me. Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to cook?
I know how to cook.
Okay, then. Why is he debating this then?
What'd you say, honest?
Why she got to know how to cook?
Because her husband going to want to eat something one day. Is she going to want to eat something one day?
When he come home from the plantation and come into the, she need to have some beans on the stove because he didn't work hard.
They have you on the stove. They in the crock pot. You can put them in the crock pot before you leave to go to work.
This world has totally evolved from that. I'm saying, why are you, as a man in 2022, saying a woman needs to know how to cook?
Let me ask you a question. Hold up. Because a woman do need to know how to cook. Let me ask you a question. You went to work today, right?
Yeah, I went to work
today. I was at home when you got home, right?
Uh-huh.
What was done when you got home? When your dinner cooked when you got home?
What they got to do with it?
That shows my appreciation for you, that I love you enough to go in there and fix you a meal after you'd have been gone to work all day, and I was at home already early or whatever. And I got home and cooked you a full meal.
But I didn't cook it. You cooked it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I said men should know how to cook too.
But I'm saying.
And you said, well, what about men or women that don't? I said they should starve to death. Damn it, if they don't know how to cook. They should starve to death too. And if you don't know how to cook, you're too dumb to be on the earth. You're too dumb to be on earth if you don't know how to cook something.
Help Jesus.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So,
how you gonna call yourself grown and wanna have somebody in your life and you ain't able enough to fix them a meal at least? You ain't smart enough to do that.
What if they got good jobs and he can take you out to eat or have dinner catered or whatever? You know,
I don't want no more I can eat every night.
We ain't talking about you. We talking about men as a whole. It's a lot of men that don't care if you can't cook. If you can love them and you can be there for them and you can be a good companion.
I'm not eating Olive Garden every night.
Ain't nobody talking about you. I'm talking about other men.
I'm just saying, you don't want to eat Olive Garden every night. You don't want to eat Papados every night.
Let me see how many minutes left in this show.
Don't nobody want to do that, man. Fix a meal at your house and sit down and relax sometime. Nobody wants to
I know good men have wives that cannot cook. That cannot cook.
Well, he going over to the side piece house.
No, he's not.
That man ain't working on 80 hours a week. That nigga's over there.
I need you to come on in 2022.
Okay.
I need you to come on.
I want y'all to understand reality too.
Baby, everybody ain't in there.
That's not reality for everyone.
All right.
That's not.
Okay.
It's sad to say, but it's not reality for everyone. The men don't care that you can or can't cook. That is not at the top Some men have been through hell and high water. They want you to, they want to be treated like they want to be treated. They want to know that you can touch something in them that will inspire them, and they will do all that they can do for you. If you don't know how to cook and they say, baby, you know, hey, you want to know how to cook, you know, I'll send you for gourmet lessons or whatever. We'll make do.
Wow.
Some things are not priority to the masses as we think they are. What's important to me as a woman today is based upon how I came up, but even I have to evolve with the times. You know, some things that were important to a woman back in the day, as far as a man is concerned, it's not important to me. What was important to me at 35 is not important to me now at 57. It's not that important to me, but I had to evolve. Now, one thing you got to do, I need your character and your integrity to stand up and speak for itself. I don't care if a man can or can't cook. If he can, hey, that's an added plus. But what I need you to do, I need you to be responsible for your actions and while you're around me and while you're not around me. I need your character and your integrity to stand up, be counted for. Just certain things. I don't care if a man can cook. I mean, I
need you to be able to make gravy for
stuff. Because I had children. I raised children.
And now I'm
going to
start taking vegetables.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
And keep a house in order.
Baby.
What happened?
I understand your stand on this whole thing.
Right.
But like we were saying, reality is that some people can cook and they're crazy in a roll of it and they ain't marriage material.
Okay.
And they cook.
That's what I'm saying. And that's true. Saying.
But if some folk can't cook and they are marriage material.
Not.
That's
true.
There's no preference. But that's
not.
There's your preference.
Not.
There's your preference.
Like I said, you want somebody who can put a hot meal on the table sometimes.
Some people ain't in a love affair with food.
Food is a necessity.
And they gonna eat. And they gonna eat. But why it got to be so? Why
I don't want no macaroni and cheese out of that gum box. Don't bring me no crab talking about here. Damn lie. Put that up. Throw that. Get that to the dog.
I don't fix macaroni
you
cheese
not.
Out of a box.
You bet not.
I do not do that.
You bet not. When it's so
honest,
easy.
Honest. I think this has become about James. I think this ain't.
It's always about James. Let's just be honest with you.
Well, there we have it, folks. There we have it.
So we can move on. We can move on from there.
On this. We don't need your little amen, Conan.
Hey,
Janice,
you
don't need your help.
You better watch it. You better watch it.
Yeah, one thing we're not going to do is gang up on JD.
It's women outnumber you,
not
sir.
It's not about ganging up on JD. JD have to realize, you know, hell, there's some independent women out here.
Yes,
and
it is.
When I've been through
yes,
what
is.
I've been through, I wish a Negro would step to me making demands. Hey, I'm already a God-made fearing woman. You can't tell me nothing.
Can I
now,
tell you,
you
what independent
to me
means?
And you can
independent
men,
you stand
me
by
like
yourself.
I have good sense. You can talk to me like, hey, this is a good one.
You
ain't
standing alone.
I've been through some things. I can work with her. But you can't demand nothing from me at this age, baby. Ain't no demands. Because guess what? I'm good sitting up here by myself. Until God say otherwise, I am good. Trust and believe, and it's some older and it's some much younger than me that carry that same attitude because that Neanderthal attitude ain't going to get you nowhere today, boo.
And look, what's so amazing
today.
It's amazing how men want you to downplay who you are just so they can feel good about themselves.
Let me ask y'all a question. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you two women a question.
Ask you. What you want?
When did single become a team?
First of all, ain't no wrong with being single, sir.
team. I'll be hearing women on here talking about team single. I'll be like, that ain't no damn team.
That's them encouraging themselves. That's what that is. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And let me tell you what independent by definition means. Independent means stand alone by yourself.
You know what independent means? Independent means I can hold my own because we are in a world full of men. We are not in 1952.
Women holiday independent because they got to be because ain't nobody else with them.
No, hold on. They independent, honey, because they don't really have to have you. You don't want no woman with you.
Thank you.
Got to have you. You want a woman with you because she wants to be with you.
Thank you.
By definition, independent means stand alone.
No, I don't.
Well, I don't.
I'm independent.
Is the definition of
independent? Why? Because I can work. I can do. I'm independent, but it don't mean that I don't want my husband.
Thank you.
So you mean you can't function by yourself?
Yeah.
You can't function by yourself, then? It's independent. I can function by myself. That's
all it means. I can stand independent, or I can stand with you. To be honest, that an independent woman is somebody that you really want on your team because if something you know that she can handle it.
Yeah.
She can hold it down until you get in a position. Hey, you could get sick. You could get anything. Hey, I know my girl got it. I know it. So she was doing it on her own when I met her. We decided to put our independent forces together and become one.
And powerful. Okay, y'all, we at the end of the show. This has been a good show. So
y'all ain't changed my mind.
That's all right. Because it's your desire. It's a personal thing. Okay.
Onis,
go ahead and sign up for us
tonight.
Don't
do that. Onis,
you're
not mad at me.
That's what being an independent woman is. You know, you got your views. I can respect your views, but I know I can stand on my own regardless of what you think because
My wife always says, every bathroom got to stand on his own body.
On his own body.
Yes, you hear me, Onis?
Let me tell you something.
My wife always talks about every bathroom got to stand on his own body.
All right, y'all. Look, this is the end of the show. Onis, go ahead and sign out for us.
Oh my God, Houston, we alive and kicking. We alive and kicking. All you got to do
Amen.
Is listen to us and just walk in what we talking. And every problem that you have will be null and void. Just kick it on to the curb. But we
Amen.
Enjoy being here tonight. We look forward to next week. Come on back out and join us. Join in. We're looking for people to join in. You know, hey, every outlook is respected and appreciated. God bless. Take care of yourself. Get vaccinated. Love you much, Houston.
Amen. This is J.D. the Barber signing off for 219 and talking. As I told you, we were going to solve some of the world's problems, and we did that this night on a Monday night. Hope y'all enjoyed the show, and we love the heated banter back and forth. So hopefully you got something out of it.
All right, y'all. Stay true to your gospel soul, and remember, who cares?
God cares.
219.